95.7 The Hog. Happy Black Friday Happy Hour. Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh and Amelia, S.R. Perot, are here.
Yeah!
How did you guys tear yourself away from your families? And your grandparents and your aunts and uncles to get here.
Oh,
yours, okay?
Hey, this is why I work in the beer business. We work on holidays.
That's right. This is good. Well, good to see you both. And happy holidays. You can definitely say happy holidays now because it is the thick of the holidays. And we got big stuff to talk about tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah.
Big, happy, fun time party with all of your favorite beer friends tomorrow. We'll get into that. But you brought beer today.
Beer.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're here. You know when we're here?
What's
there's
that mean?
Beer.
Ooh. Get it. Love it.
Give us some applause.
All right. So what beers did you bring? Are these going to be some, what's it? We got a theme or something?
No theme. I'm actually something I'm pretty excited about.
Okay.
We have started a new partnership with Allagash Brewing Company.
Allagash.
Where are they? Where are those cats?
So they're out of Portland, Maine.
Really?
They have been around for quite some time.
Dude, I met a dude from Maine at Welcome to Rockville a while ago, and then now I got their beer.
Yep.
This is great.
Yeah, these guys have been around forever. They're a powerhouse in the craft beer industry since 1995, if I'm not mistaken, right around that time period. So, you know, they've been doing it for quite some time.
Okay.
Finally made their way down to Florida here, and just super excited to work with these guys.
What is their sweet spot? What's their primaries? Are we about to get into that? Is that their,
yep,
their main
so
beer?
Yes. They're known for their Belgian style beers over there, which they do very, very well. Okay. Actually, somebody told me this is the first time they've ever had an American made Belgian beer that tastes like it was imported.
Really?
So,
okay.
So this is Allagash White, 5.2% Belgian style wheat ale.
I like this beer a lot.
Nice and light.
Yeah.
A
real light body.
Yeah. Well, it's like just like the Belgian peoples. I met some people from Belgium one time. They were over on an exchange program.
Yep.
There's a whole family stayed with my grandma. And I thought that I needed to talk slowly to them like this. And you don't have to. You don't have to. They spoke English, turns out. But I didn't even know that their beer was this good, or I would have really had some stuff to talk to them about. Well, tell us some about this.
Yeah. So, like I said, 5.2%. They use orange peel, coriander, and wheat as well. The closest comparison I would have, just so people have a baseline of what you're kind of looking at, is kind of like a Blue Moon.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
But this definitely has more
of that Belgian yeast
body
flavor.
Or something?
Yeah, a little bit more body. A little bit more crafty.
Is that the yeast? Is that what kind of makes it?
That's what's giving you that extra kind
of
oomph.
And a little less of the orange. Not so heavy on that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I like this.
Very nice balance.
I think I like the zest here. It's got a little something. Not the orange zest,
yeah,
but the,
it does.
It's got a little kick.
It's got some zest. This is Caraco orange peel.
Is it Caraco or Carousel?
I'll tell you.
Oh, I think it's Carousel.
Depends on what region.
Hey, I finally corrected Amelia.
Depends on what region. There it. Let's give him the bell.
Watch, somebody's going to call in and correct me.
Right, yeah. Oh, we just got a fax. No, okay. This wasn't a fax. I'm sorry. It was just a receipt. So that's their primary baseline beer that they Allagash.
Allagash. This is the beer they are known for. They are one of the top 30 craft breweries in the country right now, which is amazing to say considering the competition out there. I think there's almost 10,000 craft breweries at this point.
Wow.
So really cool that we're getting to work with these guys now.
Well, it's good to hear somebody new. I'm sure they're new to our game, at least, is bringing something unique. It's very, very good.
You know what? This beer is citrus forward, hazy, and refreshing.
Right.
Wow.
I thought you were about to say like.
Like you.
Like me. Exactly.
Citrus forward.
Because I started wearing this orange deodorant.
Oh,
yeah, did you put it on at night?
I just crushed my own orange peels and I put it. I don't put it on at night. No, I'm not like Steve. I will never put that on at night. I do draw bugs in the summer months, but right now it's great. You know, here in the thick of fall. Yeah. So
just because we were making some comparisons, I was doing a little bit of research, and one of the number one questions I get asked is, "You added orange slice to this?"
Okay.
They do not.
Really? I would
say
no. They
said if they wanted more of a citrus flavor, they would have added it. However, they're never going to be angry if you're doing it.
Yeah, they're
right.
They're going to shut you down.
Yeah, they're not shutting you down or anything like that. But it was just cool, a cool point of differentiation between the other styles out there.
I didn't think about that. That's true. I forget that that some places will serve a Blue Moon with an orange slice.
Right.
In this case,
a lot of these Belgian style wits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You guys.
What?
There's something interesting on the can.
Uh-oh. Story time. Hang on.
Don't get too excited.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Here we go. Once upon a time, in Allegash, Maine, there was a hiker. Hmm. It was a burly man with a beard, and he said, I want to make friends with a bear.
Oh.
And so he goes walking through up the mountains, the forests of Maine, the tall trees, the winds blowing in his air. He comes across a river. He became one with the salmon and made his way up all the way up the river to the top of the mountain when
go on.
He found the secrets in 1995 and how to brew the best craft beer world would ever know.
And now he's sharing those secrets in cans.
So that's actually my origin story as Salmon Man.
Well, that's weird. Wow. Good. No, I think we learned a lot.
This actually says to rouse your yeast. Your curiosity just paid off. With the can bottom up, gently swirl to enrich the beer's flavor. Flip open and enjoy.
So what she's talking about now is kind of when we talked about Sierra Nevada and being bottle conditioned not too long ago, they actually add that little bit of yeast in there. So it's telling you to swirl up the can a little bit and make sure you get all that out. And it's just a little bit of extra oomph and flavor for you.
I like that.
Round two, anybody?
You don't want to waste any. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Let's do it.
You want to swirl? Wait, you have another can.
We do have another can.
What is that can?
Listen, keeping on the theme, you know, because it's Allegash.
Okay.
River trip.
All right.
So this one's going to be a little bit more hop forward.
Yeah.
So, like she said, this is Allegash's River Trip, their session ale.
Okay.
A little bit lighter, ABV wise, it's 4.8%.
What is the flavor? There's definitely no orange peel happening, it feels like in here, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
This is just like a just good.
So they say with this one, you're going to get a little bit of grapefruit, that stone fruit.
Okay.
Which I still don't know what a stone fruit is. Brent talked about it the other day. Again, this is easy drinking. These both come in 4-pack, 16-ounce cans.
Okay.
The Allegash White also is 12-pack cans. And on draft.
So you can go to srparrot.com/beerfinder and find it. But obviously, I would imagine most of those fine Parrot retailers will have it as well. Let's take a break, and then we're going to get into what's going to be happening tomorrow at Daytona International Speedway as the annual turkey run is going to step it up with the Hops and Hoods Craft Beer Festival, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, get your food babies out of the way. Whatever you did yesterday with the turkey, stick around. More Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh and Amelia from SR Parrot.